You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi guys, finally, thanks to a global pandemic forcing me to stay inside, I've had the time to get my teeth into this series that I've been threatening to release for about 3 years. The first episode will be coming out very soon because it's actually finished. I've got two other scripts in progress as well as one finished and partially recorded, so that could well be 4 months worth of content coming at you, which may even grant me the time to get ahead with more episodes. Sorry. I just realised that I got all excited about what I've been up to without telling you what this actually is. Firstly, my name's Tom. I love music. But my first love, after the pop music of my early youth, is punk music. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I started listening to Crass or even the Sex Pistols at the age of 5. My parents were into chart music, hence my early love of pop. The first punk song I remember hearing was Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash. And it caught my attention because the production was different to the rest of the music on whatever compilation cassette my mum had in her car at the time. It was more raw sounding, and I wanted to know what this man had done. There's going to be trouble either way, whether he stays or goes, so it must have been pretty bad. I was intrigued about the song, and for the first time I wasn't listening passively, I was actively involved. It took me a while to develop my own musical taste, but being born in 1985 meant that I came of age in the late 90s and early 2000s, a time when Britpop and grunge were dying and being replaced by pop punk, new metal and hip-hop from America. One of the first bands I got totally obsessed with was Blink 182. Now, you might scoff, but everyone needs a gateway band, and Blink was mine. Every album I bought would be played to death, the artwork studied, lyrics learnt, and the dedications and production notes scoured for names of other bands, musicians and producers. With the help of music magazines, the very early internet, and most importantly my friends' CD collections, I tried to find other albums or songs by these bands that I could listen to. And this has fueled a lifetime of obsessively going back through history to see who inspired my favourite bands, who inspired them, and so on. And this leads me here, to band biographies. This podcast will document the rise, and more often the fall, of punk bands over the years. Now, because I'm British, I'm starting with the Sex Pistols. Despite the term punk originating in the American music press to describe certain 1960s garage bands, as well as people claiming that the Ramones were the original punk band, to me, they and other US punk bands like Television have always felt a bit more arty than the Pistols, who were just pissed off, scary, and seemed to be making a statement more than they were making music. Anyway, I always thought of Iggy Pop and the Stooges and the MC5 as being the progenitors of American punk, but I digress. In the episodes preceding the upcoming one about the Sex Pistols, I'll be focusing on the London scene, and specifically the bands that came out of the Pistols' immediate group of friends, as well as those that were directly inspired by seeing them live. These include Susie and the Banshees, Generation X and Billy Idol, The Damned, The Clash and Buzzcocks. The next bands I plan to cover will be some of the not quite so well-known UK punk bands before we venture into New Wave, Two Tone and ska. At the same time, in the 80s in the US, punk starts to go hardcore with the likes of Black Flag, Bad Brains and Minor Threat, which then morphs into the pop punk of the early 90s. And hopefully I'll be able to cover some of these in future as well. Who knows how far I'll get, bearing in mind it's taken me 3 years to even get to the first episode. But hopefully I'll be able to keep it up, and hopefully I'll be able to unearth some interesting bits and pieces that you maybe didn't know. I know I'm certainly learning things that I didn't previously know, but then maybe you're punker than me. In which case, I'd love to hear from you to learn more. So please do get in touch on Twitter at BandBiogs, on Facebook by searching for Band Biographies, or by emailing me at bandbiographies@gmail.com. That's B-A-N-N-E-D, biographies. Most of all, I hope you enjoy listening as much as I've enjoyed researching and making it. So make sure you've pressed subscribe on whatever podcast provider you're using, because in the next few days, I'll be releasing the very first episode proper of Band Biographies, all about the Sex Pistols. See you in the pit.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.